This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Priority Tire, shop online and get free shipping on all orders. Save $5 off your order with code MMA5OFF. Cleto Rays, the makers of high-quality boxing gloves, get free shipping with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all-natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 707.
Seven.
My name's Ingo Michael.
Matt Griffith, of a show by my fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there?
Little seltzer, little lemon, ice cube.
Brian Seltzer?
Not Brian Seltzer. What? Like the Brian Seltzer band orchestra? Is he in? Brian Seltzer orchestra.
Was it Stray Cats?
The 90s ska band.
Yeah.
Quite good.
I think he's still out there making it happen.
Is he really? Yeah. Scott is still a thing?
I don't know. I kind of like that. I like the horn section in like a band, like Cake. Yeah. What was the other bands? And there was the other band that used to do just all cover songs, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Yeah, I think the Tragically Hip are making a comeback.
Is that in that realm of
but weirdo rap, white person weirdo alternative ska like rap. I don't even know how to describe it.
I don't know. There's something about the horn section in there. I'm like, I dig that.
Yeah. Those were the days.
That's right.
Music's different now. It's not the same.
So different. Like, I don't even listen to anything current. I don't even know what the fuck's going on anymore.
Yeah.
Stuck in like the 80s, 90s, and the whatevers. Here's an interesting stat. We'll talk a little Blackhawks. So they said this is actually the lowest for the National Hockey League. The Blackhawks TV ratings dropped 78% last year. And the Bulls TV ratings dropped 63% this season so far.
Chicago sports are in the shitter.
I think one of the things too is that they don't have a deal with Comcast and there's some other major network. I think they only have a deal with DirecTV.
Marquee network, like where the Cubs. Who's on the Marquee network? I forgot.
I don't know.
That's the Cubs.
But what were you going to say about the Sox? That
they're terrible. Sox terrible. Bulls terrible. Hawks terrible. I don't know if the Bears will be terrible. Guessing probably yes.
I feel like everything's going to turn now. Like we're a handful of days away from the NFL draft. Anything can happen.
I've been saying this for 3 years, Matt. It's going to turn. Here we are.
It has to. You can't fucking suck ass every year forever.
The best time to be a Bears fan is right now until the season starts. It's the best.
You're 0-0. You have nothing but hope.
Yes.
Right? Same thing with the Blackhawks. And the Blackhawks have all these young prospects. They're actually going to hire a new head coach this year and hopefully they're scouting this guy in college that's pretty young, and they're the people that are following the Blackhawks are kind of equating that guy, making him similar to like the Ben Johnson, like maybe the Blackhawks are getting this guy and he's got like how the Bears are getting Ben Johnson, the Blackhawks are going to get this guy. I forgot what his name is. Maybe David Carlisle, some college guy that's done really well. And he's worked with a bunch of the younger Blackhawks. So we'll see. I think the head coach makes a big difference. Like you saw that with
always
fucking everything. Like
yep.
If you're not preparing right, you see it on the field or the ice. So I'm just excited. And hopefully, you know, the Blackhawks will follow the Bears, where the Bears just signed a fuck ton of free agents.
Yep.
It's like, it's time. I think the Blackhawks are there now. They got a lot of the pieces. You need some, like, 100 fucking point scorers, and then you also need a goddamn good goon, because your goon retired this year. And you need someone who's going to protect that. The one thing that's bad about the Blackhawks, they don't have a lot of size. Like, their defensemen are big, but you need some aggressive fucks that are going to protect people. So find those guys.
Somebody 6'8".
Something.
Yeah.
Like, that's Zdeno Chara, who was like 6'9" defenseman. He was on Boston forever. Like, try to fight these guys, these big motherfuckers. Or John Scott was another big motherfucker,
like 7 foot plus tall.
Yeah, because if he's got a hold of you and he's got you extended, you can't punch him.
Mm-hmm.
So he can just ring you up from distance, and you're so short. Like thinking of Ty Domi back in the day, he was so short that he had to like get in close on you, and then he'd fucking, you know, ring you up. Like these tough, scrappy fucks. That's what we need, a team full of tough, scrappy fucks.
Oh, yeah.
Make it happen.
I agree.
So what else? What's happening? It's been a slow week.
Super slow. Let me see. I mean, there's. I'll start with this. Jake Paul versus Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., right? There's a lot of backlash. The internet's going crazy. Like, no one, people are saying they're not going to pay for this because this is bullshit. So I'm curious if they're even actually going to have this fight. Do you think they're going to do it?
I think they're going to do it, but I thought there was some rumor. Allegedly, the guy was in a mental institution. He's only had like 1 year. Yeah, 1 year, under, one fight in his last 4 years or something.
There are like pictures of him on the internet doing coke in women's lingerie or something.
Oh, so he's following the... that other guy that always gets in beef with Dana White. I forgot his name. You know who I'm talking about.
Maybe that is. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
You might be thinking of the wrong guy. Could be the right guy.
Could be the same thing. Could be both doing the same thing. Fuck, now I can't remember.
But I can see the guy's face, but I can't remember.
I just don't. To me, this isn't exciting. I don't think this is going to end up on Netflix or any of that. So I just don't.
No, and it's weird. I like, who's really paying to see him fight anymore? I think. The problem is, like, you've fought Mike Tyson, and that's kind of the pinnacle of who could you fight out there that would be the biggest fight ever? It's Mike Tyson. Next biggest fight ever would probably be Conor McGregor, but he's fucking so
I'm
out
thinking,
of fighting.
The Fedor.
The Fedor. Emelianenko.
I think you should fight him.
He might be able to. You know, we haven't heard shit from Fedor, right? We saw him recently. He looked like he was in phenomenal shape.
He did.
But again, like, you know, you're not getting fucking drug tested. So let these guys run hot. You know, that GFL thing. I haven't heard any more of that since they canceled their shit. So we'll see. I don't know. Golden Boy Productions is the guy who Dana White has the beef with. I'm not even going to look it up. I'm trying to think of who the boxer is. That has all that beef, who wears the women's underwear. I could see his face. All right, fuck it. Now I'm going to look it up. Let's see how to do this right. Golden Boy. Promotions. Golden Boy Promotions. Oscar De La Hoya.
That's it. Thank you.
I didn't even find it, but after I typed it in, I'm like, I know it. It's there.
But boxing, lingerie, cocaine. Yeah. Then, boom. There you go.
That's all you need to type in.
I got
just
it.
Ask
I got
Rock.
Too mixed up. What can I say? I don't really follow boxing. So
me neither. And speaking of which, just this weekend is just a clusterfuck because no real MMA. And all the MMA type personalities, all they're talking about is fucking WrestleMania because that happened.
Yeah. Dana was at WrestleMania. Should we segue into that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's a video of him. Here it is. I can't play the audio, but he's at WrestleMania.
I'll give you a backup. Yeah.
And he is getting booed. Like the fans are just booing the shit out of him right now. And he's like, hey, everybody. It's like, boo. Yeah. He's like, yeah, this is weird. They're booing me. Very strange. Love you all. So I don't know. I don't know why they're booing him, but they booed him.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think he ever had beef with fake wrestling, you know?
Could be a sign of respect, you know? It's like a wrestling thing. Boo.
Yeah, they're the same company, though. So yeah. You're like, he's not directly involved with them, but he's in the same family of them. So
yep.
That's just a weird person to boo. So I don't understand that, but okay. I don't know what else to say about WrestleMania. I don't care about that shit. So that's why I don't understand why these legitimate MMA people and websites are covering fucking WrestleMania.
I don't get it.
It's not the same thing. We're talking about fake sports entertainment, not real fighting. We should not be even fucking discussing it. So it's weird. I had that weird fight stat I was trying to remember. So you know how Alexander Volkanovski just won recently, yes. Won the title again, became a champion. I found that stat that I was trying to find. It was fighters that weigh between 125 pounds to 155 pounds who are 35 years and older prior to his last fight, Volkanovski. They were 0-14 in title fights. That's what it was.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's the one that broke the curse. Like, holy shit. And why is that? Why are those guys 0-14?
Emotional damage, maybe. Physical damage, age.
Yeah, I think that's the age speed. Yeah, I think this because the guys, those little pieways are so fast, and as you age out, your speed slows down, and then you're fucked. And Volkanovski must just be the anomaly here.
Right? Yeah, I mean, he is for this last fight. We'll
and
see.
He looked like his shape, like the shape he came in, and I think again, it was probably part of Lopez's game plan. Lack of a good game plan, kind of lack of activity, really.
Right.
Allowing Volkanovski. Also, he didn't use that fucking reach. He just let him come in. We were just talking about that. Like, you shouldn't let the Ty Domi size guy get up on you. Fucking get the reach. Fucking
keep him at distance.
Yeah, like Stefan Struve, motherfucker. Use your goddamn reach, you son of a bitch. Probably you're 8'5". You have a 95-inch reach or whatever it was. I think it was 85. I think he was tied with John Jones for amount of reach.
Yeah.
Never used it. Never fucking used it. Fucking Pat Barry got in on him and dropped him for fuck's sake. Oh, yeah.
Pat Barry's
yeah, exactly. Stocky fuck with good leg kicks.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of stocky fuck, should we do a little sponsor action?
Here we go. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah. This episode sponsored by Gentle Bands. Gentle Bands makes reimagined, handcrafted bands for men.
That's right. And here's a look at the one I chose close up. I might have to just post pictures. It's kind of hard to see. I chose the hunting band. And this one, because I want something that was unique, this one has tungsten, whiskey barrel, and opal in it.
Well, it can be like some hunting, some wizards or something.
That's right.
The Greeks call opal the Cupid stone. Its mesmerizing colors are simply sublime. Bask in the strength of tungsten carbide. With a melting point of over 6,000 degrees, tungsten is one of the world's most enduring metals.
And this is a great looking band to get. And Gentle Bands has a ton of options to choose from. So you can go to gentlebands.com and use promo code MMA25, which saves you 25% off your order. And that's gentlebands.com, code MMA25 for 25% off your order.
Brought to you by Brunt. Choosing work boots used to mean sacrificing comfort or durability. They felt good, they didn't last, and if they lasted, they wrecked your feet. Brunt Workwear finally ended that trade-off, designing boots that withstand the toughest job sites while feeling as comfortable as your favorite sneakers. These might be the most comfortable work boots on the planet, but they also deliver real performance on the job. Whether you need waterproof safety toe or soft toe, pull-on or lace-up, they've got you covered. They're so confident these boots will blow you away that they even let you try it on the job risk-free. For a limited time, our listeners and viewers get $10 off at Brunt with code MMA at checkout. Just head to bruntworkwear.com and use code MMA, and you're all set. And after you buy, do us a favor. When they ask where you heard about Brunt, tell them it was from our show.
That's right. I got one right here. Check it out. This looks like it's a size 82, by the way. Compared
what size,
to
what
it's
size
a size 13.
Okay, I was like, what size did you order, man?
Oh, it smells delicious, too. There's nothing like the smell of a fresh leather boot.
Yes.
So I'll just tell you, they're comfortable right out of the box. You put them on. Usually they take a while to break them in. Not with these. So they're not just...
I have a hat. I'll wear it next time.
Exactly. So it's not just about work boots. They offer a full range of high-performance gear built for tough jobs, from heavy-duty work pants to weather-resistant jackets. Brunt designs durable, reliable workwear to keep you productive. Here you go. Keep you protected and productive in any condition. Brunt didn't just make a durable work boot. They reinvented comfort for the hardest workers out there. For a limited time, our listeners get $10 off at Brunt by using code MMA at checkout. Just head to bruntworkwear.com and use code MMA and you're all set. And after you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you, Brunt. Just like that. Back to the show.
Back to the show. We want to talk about...
Let's see.
Here we go. Speaking of the Fedor, there was an interview Joe Rogan did recently, and he said his main regret in MMA is that that we never got to see the Fedor fight, right? And he said, well, he said on his podcast, I suppose, but
yeah,
he said that they tried and. He was pretty careful about how he was talking about it. He said Fedor was controlled by some Russian people that were very rough men and, you know, gangster type dudes. And they had a bunch of negotiations with the UFC, but they were very unreasonable. They wanted part of the promotion. They wanted to own a piece of everything. And they, you know, they obviously they knew Fedor was like a big deal. So they're like, we can do whatever we want. And apparently Dana had to get more security at one point because she got a little bit crazy, and then it just never happened. So
that's unfortunate and weird because Bellator, or actually was it Strikeforce, had him.
It did.
So how were they able to do it?
Well, I think it was probably not as big of a market. Like they knew the UFC could pay, so they're like, "You can pay, you will pay."
No, but I think Strikeforce was paying people decent too, because remember when all those guys came over, like some of those contracts I think at the time were better than UFC. But I'm just thinking about the Fedor Dan Henderson fight that we were at. How crazy that was when fucking Fedor came out, like the crowd's going fucking ape shit for this man, and he got fucking KO'd
by Henderson. Dan Something Henderson, good old Dan. And Dan has had some moments in his career.
Yeah. If that was pretty. Why is my mic orange? Am I muted?
No, I can hear you.
That's
weird. One thing I'll never forget is Daniel Cormier throwing his ass around all over the ring like it was nothing.
You still hear me?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why. I must have pressed a button and it says headphones or something. I can't fucking see it. That's weird.
I hear you. You sound great. You look great.
Awesome.
You do look 10 years younger all of a sudden. So I don't know if it's the button.
Must be all the fucking sponsors.
Hit the button again. Maybe you'll be 20 years younger.
I might be. Might be. Let's see what else is happening. Oh, so MMA Fighting had some odds on the next UFC broadcast deal. They're asking the question, like, who has the best odds of landing the combat sports giant UFC? So I'll just kind of lay these out. So they have Netflix with the best odds at plus 150. After that, they have ESPN plus 350. And then you have Amazon Prime at plus 500. Then the wild card, they have Warner Brothers listed at plus 1,500.
And Warner Brothers has what platform for sure?
They're saying Warner Brothers is Discovery, the parent company that HBO, TBS, TNT, Max Streaming, and listing. They just lost out on the NBA package. And so that's the other thing is, like, I don't know. And then the field, they're saying plus 2,000. And in the field, they're listing Apple TV as in there. And then some of the networks like Fox and other CBS kind of shit. And then they polled people to ask, who do you think will be the UFC's next broadcast partner? 76% of people, Netflix, 15% ESPN, and 8% Amazon Prime. And that sounds right, doesn't it? Like, as far as where do you think it ends up?
I mean, it does, but the Netflix CEO just said that, you know, he's not, I don't know, he kind of pretty much said that they're in the business of big breakthrough events. And, you know, if that's what we're doing, I guess the NFL had massive amounts of streaming. That Jake Paul fight had more streaming than all the NFL games combined or something like that. So I don't know, like, if they can, it sounds like they want to do big events. So I can see that for the pay-per-views. I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, and he also said that, but they also bought the WWE. So they're hosting all the WWE. So, like, it kind of doesn't make sense what he's saying that. Unless also, too, like what you're saying is if they break off the
I think they're
UFC
gonna
product,
slice it up. Yep.
Pay-per-view goes to Netflix, and then other shit can stay on ESPN. Some stuff could go to Prime. I mean, you could literally three-piece it.
I think Netflix wants the best fights and the best fights only.
That makes the most sense.
And I wonder if that gives us back awesome pay-per-view type cards. I don't know. And
well, I hope so, because I don't like the way the deal was set up now, because again, there was no incentive for the UFC to put on good cards, because they're guaranteed, here's the rate. You got a multi-year contract. You just have to put events out. It doesn't have to be quality. It just has
right.
quantity, and we've seen quantity sucks. And like, I don't know, fucking spice it up and maybe let the guys wear their own uniforms again, you know, do something different. Like, we feel like it's gotten stagnant, and you've got a lack of star power right now. So what are you going to do to change that? What can you change that with? You bring people out of retirement. They always want to come out.
Bigger cards, yeah. Make some crazy ass fights. The Fedor,
the two versus one. I don't know. The Pride event.
The Fedor.
Yes. Okay. Fine. Pride event with the Fedor headlining
against Fedor
in prison versus Cain Velasquez.
Perfect.
Look at prison rules though. Anything goes. I don't give a fuck. God. Let's do that. And winner gets out 6 months early.
Perfect.
These are things I think about in prison fights. I always wanted to do that. I think they tried that. Take the guys on death row and make them fight to the death, and the winner gets years off his sentence.
Seriously? That's a thing?
I think someone did that. I had been talking about it for years, but, you know. So I think you can't get away with that shit in the U.S. You might be able to now. Who knows? I think anything goes. It should be anything goes. Less rules, more fun. More leg breaks. What else is happening out there?
Let me see what else I got. Patty Pimlet.
Yeah, here we go.
I apparently got a little video of him. He's talking about how he's gained back like 100 pounds or something crazy.
Yeah.
Here he is. Hopefully it's not green.
On Sunday, I had about 5 milkshakes after the fight. Literally. This morning, I woke up like 198, which is fat. Like, that's about the heaviest, I guess, in the States, like, that food. It's just, it makes me into a machine. I'm just massive in the States. Right. In the States, I'm sitting there, and there's still that much of me Coca-Cola left, and they come over and take it and put a brand new one down. I'm just like, I've got a full Coke. Whatever's getting offered, you take it. I love fighting, like, The one thing I don't think any of us like doing is making weight, but that's what we have to do. On Sunday, I had about 5 milkshakes.
Oh, there it is.
After the fight, literally. This morning, I woke up like...
He's still talking.
five milkshakes.
42 pounds later. Well, the 42 pounds is kind of inflated, because he doesn't weigh 155. He weighs 155 at weigh-in, and then his normal weight is probably... I would venture to say he's probably 175, normally 180, probably on the high end. And when he's saying he's weighing 198, it's like, yeah, that's probably about right, because you probably overeated to the tune of 20, 30 pounds.
Yeah, how do you gain that much weight that fast?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think he was probably... I'd say 175. Let's call it 175 cutting to
155. But still 23 pounds. That's how do you gain 23 pounds in a few weeks?
I can do it. You just eat yourself in this. Well, I also wonder too if he's eating, because like he was talking, you're in the United States, and for whatever reason, probably because of all the bullshit in our food compared to overseas where they don't even take some of our food because of all the bullshit that's in it. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think specifically when people say they go to Italy on vacation, they actually lose weight and they've eaten more than when they're here. So like he's here and he's probably, it's just probably a double explosion because of all the bullshit in our food and five milkshakes at a time. Probably.
Oh, God, how's he not throw up? That's a lot of.
Whoa, you just lost your camera. Oh my God. A porn room. What the hell's going on? I'm going to die.
Hold on a second.
It fell off the back. Oh my God.
It did. Can you see me?
No.
Where the hell is it?
This is great TV, Ingo. Go back.
That was crazy. I don't know what happened.
You're still a little high. You're better.
Okay. There we go. Sorry about that. I think it kicked
off there.
So,
yeah, well, these things barely hang on. They're just,
it's like leaning
there.
And it's like, you know, yeah, it's a high wire act.
It always.
Still too high. There we go. All right. Sorry about that. We're back.
You're all good.
We do a little more sponsors.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. This episode sponsored by Lucy. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom and pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths from 4 milligram all the way up to 12. Whew, that's crazy. Lucy offers a variety of flavors, including apple ice, wintergreen, mango, and espresso. Well, nice. If you're not a pouch guy or gal, Lucy gum is available in 2, 4, or 6 milligrams. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
And let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20. Use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co. Use code FIT20 to get 20% off. Here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners free from questionable ingredients and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right, and they just came out with the new scent, Yacht Club. What's it like? Yacht rock blasting, and with nothing but blue skies ahead, it's the perfect day to set sail. A fresh wave of watery citrus opens the scent as a cotton sail accord is picked up in the breeze. Complemented with a burst of marina mist, crisp driftwood brings the scent back to shore. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. Just like that. Back to the show. Let's see. Tracking. Oh, did you see this guy? I don't know what fight this was in, but someone got some interesting damage to their face over the weekend.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, it looks like he fucking got 5 rounds with Freddy Krueger's.
How they even let that go on?
I don't know, but it's like, holy shit, man.
No way is that real.
It looks like a cat fight. Like a fucking goddamn cougar got him.
Or somebody had like a chainsaw.
Seriously.
What the hell?
A fucking lumberjack accident. I'm mistaking this guy's head for a fucking tree. What the fuck's going on? So that, and then we had some new fight announcement. Let me see if I can open this. Holy shit. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. Karate Combat. I'll pull this open. I didn't know this other guy was still fighting. So you have 2 weeks. Sam Alvey will be fighting Tyrone Sprong in a fight for the Karate Combat heavyweight title, and stakes are high.
Is that the one where they have the kumite like thing?
Yeah. And I don't know if Tyrone's fought. Like, we saw him fight like back in Glory. Yeah.
Glory kickboxing.
So those events. And explosive
fighter though. Big KO. Yeah.
And I forgot what he had. Like, I want to say he had a broken leg or something horrific, and it took him forever to come back. I don't know if this is his first fight back. He might have had some, but again, I think some of these injuries, when these guys come back, they're just not still 100%. It's like Anderson Silva, Chris Weidman, Conor McGregor. Never be the same.
Nope.
I don't know if it was as horrific as that, but I know it was a bad one, whatever his injury was. But interesting to see him coming back and, you know, fucking smiling Sam Alvey doing some work over there for the heavyweight title in karate combat. So good for him.
Yeah. I hope I can show this. Here's a Fight Pass fight from over the weekend. And there's a little eye gouge.
Toe to the eye. That's an eye poke, regardless.
Here you can see it again. And I don't know.
He looks like he purposely did that too.
I don't know. It's hard to tell, but they call the fight.
Well, why would you point the toe like that? Instead of, if you're going to kick someone in the head, you want to have your foot flexed instead of like this. Like toe this is eyeball. Like I'm trying to fuck you in the eyeball
right.
with my big toe.
Toe fuck you.
Yeah, toe fucked. You don't want to be toe fucking people. That ain't right. Check out this fighter's name. People said, well, this is Dovey on Twitter post, and he says, yeah, you're fucked if you have to fight this motherfucker. Good luck on that. Mega Medcon, Mega Medovich, Mega Medov.
Jesus.
This just sounds like
everything
you're
is Mago. Mago yeah. Medcon, Mago Medovich, Mago Medov.
Yeah. And usually, if it ends in a V, you're fucked most of the time. Well, yeah. I would like a stat on that. If your name ends in Dov, like how good of a fighter are you? Feel like you're pretty good.
Hang on, I just closed my window. I'm having all kinds of technical problems.
It's all right.
I have time. One funny thing and a KO.
Okay.
But hold on. There we go. Do you want me to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stand by. Here's a funny thing. We got a little couple of kids doing some boxing action. And check this out. Blue Corner says, no.
Oh, what the fuck?
I'm going to show it one more time. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's like Fabricio Verdum on Travis Brown.
Kicked him to the throat.
Yeah. Well, take that, motherfucker. You didn't see a flying sidekick coming, did you?
No. I don't think he did.
It's a little cheap, though. Feels a little cheap. For being that young, throwing that kind of bullshit to start a fight.
Throwing that spinning
flying,
shit.
You've thrown a flying sidekick bullshit.
Yeah.
I got a couple interesting training methods for you. Get your feedback on this. So this is, oh God, I got to turn the volume off. This is Devison Figueredo. He's working on a head movement drill. I want your feedback on this. Let's turn sound off. So we'll start with this one. Let me throw frisbees at you. It's actually those little cones. But
cones, yeah.
Is this effective? Like, should people train? Like, I'm skull fucking that guy. I'm pretty good.
Slashed in the eyeball.
I know. I feel like you're going to go blind because you're going to fucking, he took a couple to the face. He and did. I'm a really good frisbee thrower, so I'd fuck this guy up. Jesus. So you got that one. And then you have Roundtree. Turn the volume down. Oh, he's doing body conditioning. So these guys are just fucking each other up to the body with kicks, knees, and elbows.
Does that actually punches. Work?
I'm not a fan of this, but I'm no fucking MMA fighter. I just feel like this is creating extra trauma that you don't need to take.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Because they're maybe, just teeing off on each
maybe
other.
Maybe it toughens
right?
them up, I guess, over time.
No, but I imagine, like, you're going to be bruising. You're not just taking shots, right? I want you to have to earn that shot, you know? If my defense wasn't good enough, then it lands. Not just, let me hit you with no defense. Because that to me sounds like what we're training here. Like, you're learning to just take punches and not defend. Like, I feel like there should be more of a purpose to your drill besides just hit me with what just you got and I'll take it. Right. It's like the same ones where you see the people standing in line and someone's just punching them in the face. It's like, well, let me condition your chin. No, no, don't do that. That's not good. Let's see. I've got a leg break.
Oh, geez.
Do you want to see a leg break?
No,
as we were just talking about.
I have a feeling you're not going to give me
any you don't have a choice. I say that, and then I just do it.
Oh, I don't want to see it. Oh, no.
It's always that check, right? The check, and then it breaks. And then you go to plant, and then it's so bad. It's so bad.
Oh, God. She's just, legs just shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't do that. It shouldn't be a noodle. And I got one other thing before knowledge.
I got a KO. Or
yeah, go ahead and do it.
I don't know if this qualifies as a KO, but it does in my book. Here you go. They're doing a little. Oh, out the ring we go. See you later.
Oh, shit. Ole.
I don't think he
expected. Good of the guys on the side of the cage to just get out of the way instead of trying to catch people.
Yeah.
Like, they cause
more damage.
Right. Fucking assholes. And then there's your tweet of the week. And, you know, I don't normally support the wrestling team, but the WWE style. But this is Nina Drama doing a little work with one of the wrestlers.
Oh, hey, now.
You know,
she's a flex on
getting pinned up there. It's weird because the picture is bigger when it's not clickable. But yeah, she's getting put into a position.
I see that. I wonder what that position is going to involve.
I think that's her finisher. I think that's how people finish.
You might be right. Killer Instinct.
That's right. Take us straight into knowledge, unless you have anything else.
No. Yeah. Do you want me to go or you want to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm curious. Have you been watching this Switch 2 news that's come out?
No. What's this?
A new Nintendo Switch coming out this summer.
I heard something. Didn't it get pushed later for some reason? Like there was some chaos. Maybe it was the
tariffs temporarily, but I think it's been resolved, so they're opening. I think pre-orders start in the next couple of days, so
I better get in on that.
Yeah,
because you know the game.
Cool. The game, you're gonna pre-order and try to make some ducats.
They always do not have enough. You can always buy them and always resell them for twice as much. This has been the cycle since probably the original Xbox and PlayStation and Switch. What was it before that? Was it always the Switch?
PlayStation, Xbox, Wii.
Yeah, Wii. That's right, the Wii.
Yeah.
Everyone. I mean, you can go back even farther because I think that happened with the Sega Dreamcast. That thing went fucking... There wasn't enough inventory and people were... When we were at UBID working and buying and reselling them, the manufacturers were not happy because we got our hands on a bunch of them and put them up at auction and sold a fuck ton of those and made a bankload of money. But this is what always happens. There's too much demand and not enough supply, and probably even more so now with what all this shit that's going on. So it should be fun. Should buy them, resell them.
I'm reselling. Nintendo makes good shit. Their stuff doesn't really break. So,
no, my Wii still fucking works.
Mm-hmm.
How old is that? And I didn't even get it. Like, I think right off the bat, I think it was probably 4 years old. I don't know. It was older, and I think it was a present from my brother for like my kids for a Christmas, long time ago. It still gets played. Still has games that have playability on them. So speaking of playability, I will leave you with this.
Oh, I'm ready.
Damn right you are. It always is.
Hang on. Hey, now.
We'll go big screen.
Oh, got no audio.
All right, hang on. You need audio. Hang on. We're gonna go back in time. Oh, I shared sound. That was weird.
Why is it always...
Hang on.
Throw that ass in a circle. Throw that ass in a circle. And never... Throw those titties in a circle. Throw those titties in a circle. You know?
Do you have volume on that?
I do.
Okay. Maybe we need to see it again. I'm not sure what's going on.
Why is it always throw that ass in a circle? Throw that ass in a circle. And never throw those titties in a circle. Throw those titties in a circle. Yeah?
Right. She makes a valid point and go, who am I to
what
argue?
Does it say on her shirt? Something on, something on.
I don't know. Things are moving very fast. I couldn't.
Hard to tell. It's blurry. It was blurry.
It's just like symbols. I don't know. Nice. I don't know. Things are moving fast. It's like light speed. It's training techniques. This is what you need to do. You want to be a UFC fighter, throw those titties in a circle.
Yes.
Get your OnlyFans going. Chris Cyborg, where you at? Throw those titties in a circle. Just saying. Throw those titties in a circle. That note, shut down.
Alrighty, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Angle Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.